Kemi Entertainment Time, kungadisco evalu netek blog, Madame Fels, Anna Rico, Cabbage, Robot, Pansula. Kokanja lima songs which coro, teach the boy code for me to know and you to find out. Aba sister, manajwa ho boyfriend yacho. Food, favorite food, moon, western, colora, food, rice and chicken, favorite song. Everyone would write Yamadonna like a prayer. And we knew the words. I will go back to the Exodus. I wouldn't go back to the Exodus days when we would all up for a cup, then we would throw a little stone in the tree and we would bring the phone. Now I look at the present teens and wonder what's making them tick. Because in our days, one of them was higher than Usha. Fish, sweet, all sorts of games. Oma Nika, as Naputiro, Ataite, Tome Gula Makano. I miss those days. Manje, Yaya Kapenga, what about excitement one was on getting a star on book? As one and two, I got a name. We used to call them my parents' day, but now they are quite different days. And they end there anymore because she told Shalaka. If I could turn back the hand of time, whether Shalewana are carrying, but the proper hand of time, I remember the days of wearing my baby jeans, checked the baby shirt, because we wanted to look like Aliyah, and dressed in a mini skirt, and then put one glove pretending to be Wako Chapo. Ladies and gentlemen, those were the good old days. And then it was banana and quite a power to study. Maybe they will talk about learning the home, inflation, sabotage, bed chimorena, my sanction, my rerun, oh, my pavilions. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's check bombs around the auto.
Once again with me right now is Mr. Manyanya, who is on my right hand side, who is the one that made up the mourning the death of democracy in Zimbabwe. Let's explain to me. Yeah. Explain to me, why did you come up with such a topic?
To start off with, it was a combination of ideas from the Zimbabwe Community Network, and overall I suggested to them whilst we were in Luton that there was no point of us celebrating the independence in Zimbabwe at the moment because we are a nation which is not at the crossroads, but we are a nation in tears. So there is no point of us celebrating whilst we are in tears. We are a nation which hasn't got any food on the table. Hospitals, they hardly have any medication. And as I'm talking now, I think you all know that today is the 18th of April. Those who have been seated at the National Sports Stadium enjoying the independence celebrations, but some have been traveling long distances into South Africa, risking their lives from crocodile-infested rivers like the Limpopo River. So they are not seeking freedom, but they are fleeing persecution and starvation in Zimbabwe. So there is no independence, there is no freedom in Zimbabwe. That's the reason why our brothers and sisters have decided to seek refuge or sanctuary elsewhere.
I see. All right, on my left right now is Godfrey Wenga, who is a political activist. In the speech that you gave, you're talking about Commission for Truth and Reconciliation. Can you care to expand on that? What exactly were you trying, what message were you trying to put across?
Okay, thank you. What I was trying to put across was as a way of going forward. We know that in Zimbabwe there were systematic human rights violations for quite a long time. So what we are saying now, in order for our nation to move together as a bloc, we need to institute what we call a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, or whatever name which is going to be given to that commission, which would oversee or which will give people platform people that have committed a lot of atrocities or human rights violations to come forward and say, I have done this and this, so I'm asking for the nation to forgive me. I think we should also model it into the South African way. Soon after South Africa gained independence, I think that was the first step to heal the nation, so as to bring all the people together. So if we omit or if we skip such kind of an important process, what it means is that in the future, such things could happen again, and no one will be taken into account for that. So what we are suggesting is, in order for us to move forward, in order to heal the wounds of what has happened in the past, we should sit down, the injured and the one who was responsible for the injuries, to say, I'm sorry, I've done this and that to you. Can you forgive me? So that's when we would go forward. And like I've said, if we don't do that, this government of national unity will be just there on paper, not in deeds. So as long as that process has not been done in Zimbabwe, I think people's security is not guaranteed in the future. I think this has also happened in many countries. It's not a unique phenomenon. It has happened in South Africa, in America itself, they did those kind of things. And if people forgive, they will forget and move forward.
True.
This is what we are also encouraging.
So, do you think with the people that are in ZANU-PF, will they actually want to come and sit down and talk about these things that they've done in the past? Do you think are they going to come and sit down and try to talk about
say that they're sorry?
Okay. I know with the kind of people that we have in ZANU-PF, it is going to be difficult. But what we are only saying is we should give them enough pressure so that to acknowledge, you know, there was this issue about the Matabele and the massacres. Until to date, nothing has been done officially to acknowledge that people lost their relatives, they lost properties, they lost quite a lot of things. But having said that, and that phase, it was a dark period in Zimbabwe, it has never been corrected. And that's why we are seeing the re-incurring of these problems. So in order to put a stop into these things, some people should be forced to confess. And when we are saying people should come and confess, we are not saying we are going to persecute them. No. What we are only saying is that you should know who killed his brother or where his brother is buried. And with this issue of people moving into diaspora, some people could even thinking that maybe their relative, their cousin or what, is in South Africa or is in Britain, America, yet he has been killed. So if people could come forward and say, we've done this and that, we are asking forgiveness. I know Zimbabweans, people are peace-loving. They will forgive them. But as long as people keep to themselves, it means they want to do it in future. Maybe in 2 years or so, in these elections which are being prepared for, we are going to see another level of violence again. So if people would come and say we have done that, no one would want to, because I know it's a torturous process for someone to come and confess. And if it is done, it will be a deterrent to others not to do the same, because they will be subjected to such kind of what we call maybe humiliation or mental, whatever, I don't know. Yeah.
Are you saying this should start now? Are you saying it should happen now? What sort of period from today are you saying this commission should be empowered or enforced?
I think when this government of national unity was incepted, that should have been the first thing to start with. Even if you look at the example of South Africa, that was one of the first things they've got to carry on.
But do you think, because we're having a transitional government right now, it's not a fully elected government, would you think we need that sort of leg time before we can do that?
No, because as a transition, because this government which is there is a transitional period.
Right.
So that part of the commissions for truth and justice, usually in most countries where they did this, they were usually done in the transitional period. So that the end process or this, when we have proper elections, which I assume are going to happen, everyone would have forgiven and everyone would have confessed, so that people will be free now to participate in these coming elections which people are preparing in 2 years' time. So as long as that is not done, people will go to the election with the heavy hearts.
So, do you think this should be included in the new constitution?
No, what I'm saying is, it should be done now, so that we have a good constitution. That thing should be done now. And if it is done, it will give people, I think, ample time to digest, like I've been saying, to forgive.
Mm.
And when this issue of the constitution comes up, everyone will be free to participate. Mm. Right now, if you go in Zimbabwe and call for maybe a meeting to discuss things about the constitution, some people won't come out. They'll be afraid. It will be difficult for them to go face to face with someone who had killed maybe their brother or sister. So this kind of constitution, if it is not properly done, or if the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is not instituted in Zimbabwe, the constitution that we are going to have is a constitution which will be maybe polarized or segmented, because not everyone will be coming to contribute to that. So after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, everyone will be free to come out and contribute meaningfully to our constitution.
Oh, now we've got a situation whereby we say we want to implement the Truth and Reconciliation
Commission.
Yeah. Then on the other hand, ZANU-PF is trying to gain amnesty through using the Joint Operation Command. So it's like we are trying to force them into agreeing into the Truth Reconciliation Commission. Then they are trying to gain amnesty out of what they did in the past. Yeah? So do you think is this going to really to be really implemented, or
no? Like I have said before,
due to the differences which are going on at the moment.
Yeah, like I have said before, it is a very painful process, or even, you know, it's very difficult to apologize. But the situation should force you to apologize. Then it will depend on the person where you'll be apologizing to, whether he forgives you or not. But at least it's better for them to come. I know it is going to be very difficult, because they are continuing to...
5 minutes.
Okay, they are still continuing to abuse people. Right now, as we are speaking, they are besieging farms, and the people's security is not guaranteed in Zimbabwe. So this is what I'm saying. As long as that thing is not instituted, these people will do that at free will-nilly. So we should force them to acknowledge. Even do you think that the apartheid... the apartheid scene, those people were forced to come and apologize.
Mm.
It wasn't like that they came there freely.
Mm.
But in order to do it in Zimbabwe, we would say amnesty is there.
Oh, yes.
But in order to have amnesty,
let's start with this.
Confess.
Mm.
If you want to gain amnesty, you've got to confess first, then you enjoy it. Because you can't enjoy it before confessing.
Yeah, I believe that there are some other people who want to come forward and confess freely and willingly, but because that hasn't been said, they'll keep to themselves. Mm-hmm. And as long as the government or the executive president of Zimbabwe is still there, then there is bound to be some kind of protection somewhere, somehow. And I think you remember recently, or even just about 2 weeks,
yeah,
precise. One of the members, whom I'm not going to mention by name, I think is now known worldwide, that he criticized and said that he was going to personally see to it that the person who killed the driver of the Morgan Tsvangirai must be brought to justice.
That's right. This is straight talk, you can mention names. It's
yes.
Okay. Straight talk, you
can but mention names. But later on, 2 weeks down the line, the same person has been involved in an accident. You begin to wonder, surely, to be honest, and you begin to wonder really what is going on. Is it a way of trying to silence the voice of the voiceless? See, so these guys, they need to be very clear and straightforward in whatever they are doing. They need to tell us, they need to give a guideline to us as a nation.
So what has the MGC done now?
On that, we're running out of time. I think, how many minutes have we got now? Two more minutes?
2 minutes. A quick question. What has the MGC done to put in place this commission? Has there been steps already to implement that?
Yeah, I think MDC is trying to do this, but what you are worried about is the speed at which they are trying to do it.
Okay.
Because they've already appointed the minister who is responsible for integration.
Okay.
I think she's going to deal with this issue. But what we are worried about is the speed. We want to go to the next election after this has been cleared.
Anyway, we're running out of time on that note. Anyway, as you're just saying, for the meantime, we're going to be mourning the death of the democracy in Zimbabwe. As the Independence Day. We're not celebrating today. Instead, we are mourning. So thank you very much for joining us, Godfrey Wenger and Mr. Manyanya, Emmanuel Mtindi and Tobekani Mabanta, and myself, Marvin Samanikwa, and our Straight Talk. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Most welcome.
My dear.
Of hero worship has also been mentioned. Even during the wars, He was just telling us that leadership wanted people to kneel before them, clap their hands, give them everything they wanted. And this thing still persists up to today. We have seen horrific pictures of victims of political violence that we have been shown on this site here. And the levels of violence only differ according to the times that we are living. I talked about 90 years before 1980. There was no violence up to this level, but violence escalated immediately after independence. That's when people started really to feel the pinch and the cruelty of black against black. Now, all this was centered on the issue of land. And when this land was taken, it was meant to redress past wrongs, of course, to put democracy back on its feet, to introduce democracy. But the way in which it was done, we all agree, was not the best way. Of course, I can go and take a farm, who was thinking about what was going to happen, all those farm workers who were on the farm. Nobody thought about it. By just displacing one farm, you are having 500 to 600 families suffering. So, in the MDC, we are saying outside the, this is a civil organization, outside the politics, but the MDC is trying by all means to re-establish that democracy. Now, we don't know whether this is going to be possible or not, but in the MDC itself, my colleague mentioned about hero worshiping, because hero worshiping appears to be everywhere. It defeats the idea of democracy. We are all saying, no, let's give this government of national unity a chance. It's going to work. That's what we are saying. Everyone is saying that. But how far, how honest are we being to ourselves? Because if you listen to people talking on public forums like this, they will say, oh, all of us, let's make this thing work. That's fine. But if you listen to them talking in small groups among themselves, they will say, no, I think Shangri-La is better pull out of this. Which means we are not being honest ourselves. We are acting in a way that resembles a, it's more psychology, something like that. We are not being honest with ourselves. We just wait and see whether this works or it's going to fail. But we are all confident that it's going to work. And I would like to thank Nottingham Zimbabwe Network. I think it's similar to our own in Hertfordshire, we've established the Zimbabwe community group as well. And I think it's doing very well so far. And by working together and networking all these Zimbabwean organizations, I think we will get somewhere. Because the whole idea is to lean on ourselves, try to help ourselves as much as we can as a Zimbabwean community.
Of human rights have instituted what we call the Truth and Reconciliation Commissions. And this is one of the way forward that we are suggesting, that in Zimbabwe we should have such a commission whereby whoever has perpetrated human rights abuse is going to account or to take it to task to account for that. When we suggest the issue of human rights or National Commission of Reconciliation, it doesn't mean that we want to persecute those people who have committed these crimes. What we want is to heal the wounds of those people whose relatives have been killed, those people whose properties have been taken. So the people should come forward and say we have committed these crimes. And as a nation, we decide, if we decide to forgive them, we forgive them, then we move forward. This has been happening in Zimbabwe for so many years. We fought against the settlers. We didn't do a proper Truth and Reconciliation Commission. everything was just covered up. In Matabele, soon after independence, during the early ages, there was a massacre of many peoples to the tune of 20,000 plus. These are the documented figures. So what we are saying is, we should have these commissions, like what the South Africans did, that will heal the wounds of everyone and will move forward. As long as we cover up these things, Zimbabwe as a nation will not go forward. And there will be a repeat of the same sins, maybe after 5 years, after 2 years. So in order to prepare a better Zimbabwe, we are saying, let's have the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. This is not unique. It has been done in many countries world over. In Argentina, they did that. In 1983, Bolivia, they also did that. In 1982, in Chad, they did that. In Chile, they also did that. In East Timor, there was those commissions. El Salvador, they did it as well. Germany, Ghana, just to mention a few. So this issue is not a unique issue to Zimbabwe alone. It has been done in many countries and it succeeded. So we are saying, if we proceed, or if we just keep the lid closed, those people who have perpetrated these violations, they are going to do the same. So what we are only saying is, let's have those commissions, and whoever killed, maimed, raped should come forward on his own will and his own volition to say, I've done this, so can you forgive me? I know Zimbabwe is a peace-loving people who forgive. And reconciliation has been part of our culture. I don't think it will be a problem. As long as someone comes out and says, I've committed such a crime, I'm asking for forgiveness. The other thing which we should also consider to make the government of national unity a success is the writing of the new constitution, a people-driven constitution. Rightly, as we are speaking now, there are some disturbing news whereby the political players or political activists in Zimbabwe are not seen eye to eye with civic organizations. So us, as part of Zimbabwe, we are suggesting that these people should iron out their differences, sit on a round table, and move forward. We don't want a situation whereby people would say, this was a Tsvangirai constitution, this was a Mugabe constitution. We want our constitution to be a Zimbabwe constitution. I think with these words, I would conclude my speech. Thank you.
I just want to conclude
charachi achipa yenda imbamini azitore yangu kwanda kwakana kwakangoipira kupedze chi muto alizvo kuipira kwema kuipira kwazvo akuwa kureva sechera matakango batana there is power in unity so with that ladies I encourage you to participate to contribute to this lovely community I thank you very much thank you.